The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey there, welcome to the newest edition of The Undercurrent. I'm Tara Sloan, your host, and as always, thrilled to be with you. Hoping everyone is enjoying some amazing playoff hockey. I hope spring and summer are in full effect wherever you're listening from. And if you're a Sharks fan, I hope you are incredibly excited about what happened last week with the draft lottery. Of course, San Jose securing the first overall draft pick at this year's NHL entry draft in Vegas at the end of June, meaning inevitably the Sharks will draft this year's projected first overall pick, Macklin Celebrini. So that will be exciting, both as a player and a storyline. He's got Bay Area roots, so it's really cool. So after what was really one of the most challenging seasons in Sharks history, there is some light at the end of the tunnel. But really, that light was starting to appear even throughout this past season. The Sharks prospect pool last year was ranked 17th and moved up to 4th within the league this year because of, well, the prospects. And so I'm curious to see what happens next year when you add Celebrini and whoever else the Sharks draft into the mix. And some of these prospects are indeed really exciting. Will Smith, drafted 4th overall last year by the Sharks, was a Hobey Baker Award nominee, a superstar for Boston College. And Sharks fans, you heard this name many times during our broadcast this season. Quentin Musty plays for the Sudbury Wolves of the Ontario Hockey League. He had a phenomenal season up in the OHL. He totally lit it up. So on today's episode of the pod, and for a few more after this, I'm going to introduce you to some of these prospects that we're all so excited about. Today, we meet Quentin Musty, a native of Hamburg, New York, part of the exciting future for the San Jose Sharks. Hey, Quentin, where am I catching you right now? Are you home?
No, not exactly. I'm in Toronto. That's where I trained in the summer, so... Yeah, I just got up here a couple weeks ago. Yeah, started training.
Okay, so who do you train with? Are you a Gary Roberts guy? Who are you working with?
No, I'm actually in Cortex as my agency. So I've been training with Andy O'Brien.
Uh-huh. Here. Okay, well, if he's good enough for Sid, he's probably good enough for you, yeah?
Yeah, I guess
so. So are you going to be there the whole summer?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with development camp, and then I got a vacation plan, but other than that, this is where I'll be for pretty much the whole summer.
Okay, so I want to give Sharks fans just a little bit more of an in-depth sense of you and your background, because you had such an amazing season. We talked a lot about you during our broadcasts, but I want to talk about where it all began for you. So you're from Hamburg, New York. So give me a sense, for those who might not know where Hamburg is, where it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty small town. It's about 20 minutes south of Buffalo. And not much going on there. Just kind of a little farm town. And it's nice being close to the city, but yeah, it's a good spot to be. There's not much going on, and a lot of, not too busy around there. So,
and does that mean you grew up a Sabres fan?
Yes and no. I mean, my dad was a Red Wings fan growing up, so I kind of followed him on that, and they were a lot better than the Sabres at the time. When I was growing up and stuff, they had a lot of exciting players to watch. So. Yeah, I ended up following them more, and I'd say that's what I was a fan of when I was a kid. But as I got a little older, it was more fun going to Sabres games just because it was so close. But I'd say I'm pretty neutral on those two when I was growing up.
Who were your favorite players when you were a kid?
Yeah, I mean, I actually started off as a defenseman up until I was probably 13 years old. So I like watching Nicholas Cronwall on Detroit, and then yeah, when I started playing forward, I like to watch Datsyuk a lot. That's part of the reason I wear number 13 when 27's taken and stuff. So yeah, that's who I grew up watching, and really liked following their game.
He's a lot of players' favorite player. I can tell you that for sure. I read that you actually wanted to be a goalie for a while. How long did that last?
Yeah, not too long. My dad shut it down pretty quick. But yeah, my little sister actually came along, and she had the same problem going on. I think just being a daughter and stuff, my dad said yes. So yeah, she's actually the goalie of the family now, and yeah, she's pretty good. Shoot on it in the summer sometimes and have some trouble scoring. So yeah, she'll be pretty good in the future. And yeah, it's fun having her around, shoot on and stuff.
So you have three sisters, right? You're the only boy. So how was that? How was that growing up for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I don't get in on a lot of the fights because, their girls just going at it and stuff. So yeah, I get to kind of sit back and watch. And yeah, I mean, they're, three of my, they're my sisters, but really supportive of me. Growing up, they came to a lot of my games, and even now playing at Sudbury, they've been up there a lot, and closer to the border, they've been to a lot of those games. And yeah, it's been fun growing up with them, and seeing them grow up. And yeah, they're three of my best friends now. So
That's so nice. I also read something else that your dad was, when he was talking about your first on ice experiences, and that you weren't necessarily an immediate natural on the ice. Explain this. Your nickname was Yard Sale?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, when I was playing, house league and beginner, just learning how to skate. Yeah. I didn't really like the skating aspect of it too much. And yeah, I think every time I'd go on the ice, I'd, lay on the ice and throw my gloves and everything I could throw them off. And yeah, but I think as soon as they put the stick in my hand and learned about the game, that's when I started liking it a lot.
Right. So obviously things really started to click. I know you played with the Junior Sabres organization. Pat Coletta, who works with the Junior Sabres, said a little bit later on in your career that you were, the best prospect out of that area of New York since Patrick Kane. How does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I mean, he's a player, being American and, being from the area, he's, a lot of kids around the area would look up to him. And yeah, I've had some, pretty cool experiences with him, when he was winning the cup and, stuff like that, and just bringing it home and, seeing that. So yeah, he was a big role model for me. And yeah, trying to just follow in his footsteps. There's not a lot of, high end talent that comes out of Buffalo, and just trying to be that kind of another one of those, stepping stones for, kids to see that, it's possible. Just trying to grow the game and, the area where I'm from. So
I know that, that obviously the pandemic threw a curveball into everybody's life. For you, in terms of your hockey journey, you were with the Junior Sabres organization, and then you decided to play in North Jersey. What happened there?
Yeah, I mean, I know, in different areas, it was, a lot worse than, throughout the country. There's still hockey, being played a lot of places. And yeah, that was just, an option that, suited me. It was a, it was a great place to play. And, we had all the, a lot of things available to us with, training and skating. And yeah, I think it was just, the best option for me at the time. And yeah, I mean, we didn't really miss a beat that year. Well, I ended up having shoulder surgery that year, so I missed a bit of the year. But yeah, I think we still ended up playing about 70 to 80 games that year. So it was a lot different in some different areas. And yeah, I think being there was great. We didn't miss a lot of hockey, and got to continue to develop.
Something that struck me as really interesting, because I was wondering how you ended up making the decision to go into the CHL as opposed to the U.S. National Development Team. Why did you make that decision? Because obviously both options were available to you. A lot of U.S. kids take the U.S. route. So why did you end up in the CHL?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really the case right now. I'm a little bit older in that league now. But yeah, just at the start of it, I was, a 15-year-old kid, and just thought of, playing NHL prospects, older guys, bigger and, faster, and just trying to learn from, I had a couple guys on my team. Jack Thompson was on my team the first year, actually, and just getting to see those guys and learn from them, growing up and trying to play in that league. Yeah, it was intriguing to me, and ended up being a lot of fun. And yeah, I think if I had to go back, I'd make the same decision again. I mean, yeah, the development program's a great option as well. You see, a lot of people become successful from there, but yeah, I think just playing against older competition and learning from those guys that have been through it, been through the drafts and everything like that.
And so you ended up going first overall in the OHL selection draft. What, I mean, were you ready for that kind of pressure when you started to hear like, wow, you're going to be a top pick? Had you already kind of gotten used to, being that highly regarded?
Yeah, no, honestly, I was kind of, thrown into it a bit, being an American kid. I didn't know a whole lot about the OHL, but yeah, I mean, I think the first time I really realized was going up there in Sudbury and just seeing how much of a big deal it was to be having the honor of being drafted that high. And yeah, I mean, seeing the other names that were drafted in the same spot as me was pretty big eye opener for me, and I just wanted to continue to work hard and kind of live up to that. So
your first year in Sudbury, the pandemic is still on. That had to have been a big challenge for you as a 16-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we had a couple shutdowns that year. I think we had the longest one was just a 2-week break. But yeah, it was a bit of a struggle. Guys testing positive and having to sit out games. I know I tested positive at least once that year, and yeah, it was a challenge. But it was better than the year before where they didn't have a season. So yeah, I think a lot of guys were willing to work through it, and yeah, especially the older guys that missed out on a whole year of playing the L. So yeah, it was still a lot of fun, and you got to get closer with the group as well, being together all the time. So
I'm gonna take our listeners through your 3 seasons so far with the Wolves. Your rookie season, 31 points in 50 games. Your second season, 78 points in 53 games. I'm talking regular season, obviously. And then last season, 102 points in 53 games. So take me through kind of what you see as your development journey. Obviously, there's a really big difference between being a 16-year-old, being an 18-year-old. But what do you think you improved upon year over year to get to this place where you're just lighting it up like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I was younger, I was a bit, relied on, skill a lot, coming from, playing minor hockey, and, there's, there's not too much work that, goes into it when you have, a lot of skill at that age, and, the game kind of comes easy to you. But yeah, as soon as I, started playing in the OHL, it was a bit different, the work that you got to put in, every shift, and, just play on the right side of the puck, learn how to play defense and, stuff like that. And yeah, I think, as my career went on, I think, yeah, I had some pretty good coaches too. I think I actually ended up having 3 coaches in 3 years, and, just learning from them and, trying to just, round up my game overall. And yeah, it helps when, when you're playing good defense, it leads to good offense. So yeah, I think that was the biggest thing for me. And, yeah, also got to play with some pretty high-end players there. And yeah, they really, elevated my game.
Yeah, super high-scoring team. I know, unfortunately, you guys lost to North Bay in the playoffs, but a pretty unbelievable team. I'm wondering, last year being at camp here in San Jose, did that give you an extra sense of what they expected from you this season, what they wanted to see from you, what they felt like you needed to work on?
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously if the goal going into any camp is to, make the team. And yeah, when I got sent back, obviously I was more than expecting it. But you know, it still, you know, stings a little bit when, you know, you're going there to make a team and you don't end up making it. So yeah, it was a little extra motivation. And yeah, I think they just want to see me dominate in the OHL. And yeah, that was my motivation. And, you know, try to do that as best as I could this year. And yeah, hopefully, you know, show them. And yeah, I think I had a pretty good year. So
I think you did. Take me back to last year's draft. I mean, it's one thing to be in the OHL draft. It's a whole other thing with, you know, family and friends. I understand you had 60 plus people there in Nashville with you. What was that experience like?
Yeah, I mean, I come from a pretty big family, and my mom, you know, her parents, both her parents are, you know, straight from Ireland, and, you know, got a big family over there. My mom has, I think, I can't even keep count, I think five brothers and a sister. So, yeah, a lot of cousins and, you know, a lot of aunts and uncles. And then, you know, my dad's side's pretty big too. He's got three sisters, just like I do. And, you know, they all have kids now. So yeah, it was nice having them there. And yeah, the draft was, you know, pretty fun moment for me, you know, especially, you know, I was in a nice city of, you know, Nashville, and, you know, got to do a lot of stuff there. And yeah, just having them there for that was, you know, great.
I always think of that experience as being, you know, equally, obviously it's about you, the player, but it's so much about your family, because it's a team effort. It's a family effort to get you to this point. What have your parents done to help you along this journey? Like when you think about what you kind of owe them, what is it?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything. I mean, yeah, from a young age, they, you know, at first I was just kind of having fun with it. And, you know, as you start to get better and, you know, more opportunities come, it, you know, also comes with, you know, more money having to be spent and, you know, more time away and, you know, time used up at hockey games and, you know, training and stuff like that. So I think they, you know, did a really good job of kind of realizing, you know, what I needed to, you know, continue to grow. And yeah, they did everything for me. You know, a lot of tournaments were, you know, cross country, and, you know, Canada, stuff like that. So yeah, them just, you know, traveling and, you know, using their money. My dad's he builds houses. So, you know, the money that he makes doesn't come very easy. It's a pretty hard job. And yeah, for him to, you know, spend that money on, you know, tournaments and, you know, new gear and stuff like that. Yeah, that's a lot to me. And yeah, I owe him, you know, a lot.
Well, I hope you get to pay it forward when you're a big superstar in the NHL. Your parents have talked a lot about your level of discipline. Even you guys would go on family vacations and they might go out sightseeing and you'd stay in the room and work on your game. Or, you know, you're very specific about what you eat. How long have you been that way? Because, you know, you obviously you see that as players get older and more elite, but is this something that you've been doing for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, being from Buffalo, there's, you know, not a ton of resources like there is in some big hockey cities like, you know, Toronto, where I am now, where there's, you know, a bunch of different trainers, a bunch of different, you know, everything on ice and stuff. So yeah, just trying to learn on my own as I got older. I, you know, learn more and more, and, you know, try to do what I could do to, you know, continue to, you know, grow and, you know, try and be in the best shape and, you know, have the best skills and, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, looking back, yeah, we'd go on tournaments and some cool places, and yeah, I'd just kind of be focused on, you know, trying to win games even at that age. And yeah, I mean, looking back, I probably wish I would have saw a lot more stuff in those cities. But yeah, I mean, even from minor hockey, I took it pretty seriously. You know, just wanted to win. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, I love winning. And I think that's where a lot of my, you know, passion and drive comes from, is just that feeling.
That's a good quality for a hockey player, that's for sure. What do you do for fun? Do you have days where you're like, okay, I'm going to eat whatever I want. I'm going to, you know, just, do you take days off?
Yeah, I mean, I do love my food. Yeah, I'm not very picky when it comes to eating. And yeah, I like trying new things. And yeah, it's a lot of fun when, you know, I've been in a couple of different cities, you know, as, you know, it's gotten busier with hockey. And yeah, just trying those new foods. And yeah, I think, Yeah, outside of the game, I like to golf a lot this summer. I think it's just kind of a good way to take my mind off things and, focus on something else for a change. And yeah, I mean, just trying to see my family as much as I can this summer as well. And just kind of dinner, stuff like that. So I think those are the two things that kind of take my mind away from, hockey, training and stuff like that.
That's nice. A quick little hop, just up from Buffalo area. That's really nice for you for sure. Development camp fast approaching. So what are you looking forward to most this year when you get to hang in the Sharks fam?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I got to meet a lot of the guys last year, and obviously I was one of the youngest kids there, being freshly drafted, and yeah, the other guys are really good to me, and show me around, kind of, to show me how things work, and yeah, I mean, with a new draft class coming in, just trying to take some of those guys and show them around, just kind of pay it forward, and try and help them like the other guys last year helped me, and yeah, just yeah, meeting everyone will be fun, and yeah, it'll be a good time. It was a good time last year for sure. It was my first experience of going to NHL camp, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Obviously, you pay attention to the team. You know as well as anybody else that it was a really tough season. But you also know that there's a great prospect pool, yourself included. And you also know that the Sharks are slated to draft first overall in the entry draft, meaning that you'll meet up with Macklin Celebrini. Have you had a chance to watch any of his games and his play?
Yeah, I definitely have watched a lot of whether it's highlights or games. I got a couple of one of my close buddies is it's from Buffalo. He plays on BU as well, so I kind of caught a lot of their games, and yeah, he's a special player, and yeah, I mean, from what I've heard, he's a great kid, and a couple of my teammates were at the U17s with him this year. And yeah, I said they had nothing but good things to say about him. So yeah, it'll be exciting to meet him. Yeah, he's a great player as well. Watching him, and yeah, it's pretty fascinating the stuff he does. So it'll be exciting to see him play, and see him skate at development camp.
Well, Quentin, the future is bright here in San Jose, and you're certainly part of that. So we've been enjoying everything you've been doing this past season, and we really look forward to seeing you down here. Thanks for this.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Thank you so much to Quentin for taking the time to chat. I know he spends his days training, so it's probably a lot to come back, set up a Zoom camera, and have this conversation. So, Quentin, thank you. And really, he's very humble, but you got to know he's really good and really exciting to watch. And so please continue to pay attention to Quentin Musty. You won't regret it. I think we'll see him here soon enough. Next episode of The Undercurrent, I'm going to chat with Philip Bystedt, another very exciting prospect for the San Jose Sharks, who came over from Sweden and played with the Barracuda this season. So that's going to be happening, and a few more episodes left in this season. So stay tuned in if you would. And in the meantime, keep your sticks on the ice, keep your fins above water.